Hello, everybody. It's Larry Goins. How are you doing? Welcome to the biweekly Q&A calls. What's up?
Hey, Larry. This is Sharon.
How you doing, Sharon?
I'm good.
Excellent. Glad you made it. We got a few people on here. Not too much of a crowd tonight, but we got a few people on tonight. Anybody want to jump in with a question you have?
No, I'm just, this is Sharon again. I'm pretty much here just to listen tonight.
Okay, good. Well, there's a lot of people that like to listen in and don't really have questions, so we'll see how long it lasts tonight. But it's anybody's opportunity to ask any kind of questions you have about real estate or what I'm doing or the markets or anything going on. So if anybody has a question, feel free to jump on in.
Well, I will say this here. I'm noticing that the market, you know, because of the home sales are back up.
Uh-huh.
The market seems to have dwindled as far as finding good properties. Are you finding that to be the case?
I'm finding the case that it's harder to get deep discounted properties. And what we're doing is we're changing our model to where we are doing more filthy riches deals than wholesale deals at the moment.
Okay.
And we're not wholesaling as many. We're seller financing them and then keeping some and selling some of the notes.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. And we could pay close to retail. I even bought one house and I paid above retail recently.
Okay.
I couldn't believe I did that. That goes against everything I believe.
I know it, right?
but I bought this house. It was a double wide. It was listed for $29,900, four bedroom,
mm-hmm.
three bath, 2,044 square feet, and it was listed for $29,900. It needed a heat pump and paint and a couple other little odds and ends. Well, there were several bids already. I bid $32,000, and I knew that there was a bid at 31. Don't ask me how I know, but I know there was a bid at 31. So I bid 32, and and then they asked for highest and best, so I bid 35.6 because I figured there might be somebody bids 35, and there might be somebody that bids 35.5.
Mm-hmm.
So I bid 35.6, but here, check this out. My realtor, the realtor who I put the bid in through, she told me she, and I asked her this question. I said, do you ever have any people that have some money to put down, but they want to live there? She said, yeah, I got a lady right now. She's got about $5,000 to $7,000 to put down. So I said, you ask her if she'll pay $75,000 and put $5,000 to $7,000. And her payment will be around $700 a month. And she said, the lady said yes. And, in fact, I talked to the lady today, and I got her up to $10,000 down.
Wow.
Okay.
And so now, okay, say I have $35 in it. Say I have to put $5,000 in it for a heat pump. That's all I'm doing is a heat pump. I'm going to have $40 in it. Well, I'm selling it for $75. I'm getting $10 down. Now I have $30 in it.
Okay.
I can sell that note for $55,000. So I made I could make $25,000 on a house. All I had to do was put a heat pump in it. And my realtor's already got it sold for me.
Okay.
Is that crazy or what?
That's a good deal, but I wouldn't have known to do that.
You want a what?
I said, that sounds good. I said, but I wouldn't have known to do that.
Well, see, what you got to do is learn to use that financial calculator. That's very important. You can just do a Google search for online HP12C. HP is for Hewlett-Packard 12C calculator. Learn how to use it. There's one with your Filthy Riches course, too. But you can use that financial calculator, and you can tell how much you can sell that note for. If
oh,
I sell
okay.
that note for a 15% yield, I'll get $55,000 out of it.
So what was that house worth, Larry?
The lady, the realtor told me, she said, if you will fix it up, meaning not just a heat pump, but if you'll put paint and carpet and clean it up, which like maybe put another $5,000 in it, she
right.
said, I could retail it for you for $90,000.
Wow.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do that because I don't like to sit on them. I don't want to sit on it. I don't want to list it with the realtor. I don't want to wait on them to get their financing, go to FHA or anything. I just want
right.
to control my own destiny.
Okay, okay.
But that's a pretty deeply discounted property, though, that they only listed for $29,900, right?
It was listed for $29,900 because it needed a heat pump, and it needs some paint and carpet inside and some other little things. And it
yeah.
is, you know, in a small town, you know, outside of Charlotte called Chester, South Carolina. But
okay.
It's going to be a great deal for some note investor that wants to buy the note for a 15% yield. I'll sell that note all day long.
Sure.
That's a good deal.
Great
so anyway,
deal.
That's enough about that. But I'll get back. I want to make sure everybody has a chance to get their questions answered. Anybody have a question you want to jump in with? I know we got a few people on here tonight. Not a big crowd, I noticed, but... you know, we got some people on. Summertime's usually a little slower anyway, people vacationing.
Larry, this is just a general question. Some other filthy riches examples more current. You know, I remember in the course we were talking, you know, buying five and selling for 30 kind of a thing as an example.
Uh-huh.
Do you have some more samples of what you're seeing out there?
I do. Here's what I have done is I'm buying some cheaper houses also. I got one house under contract right now for $2,000. I got another house under contract right now for $7,000. But as a general rule, primarily I'm focusing on the houses that are listed for $25,000, $30,000, $35,000, and
mm-hmm.
I'm picking them up for $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, something like that. In other words, maybe $5,000 to $10,000 off a list,
okay.
And I'm looking for houses that are nice houses in nice neighborhoods that maybe just need paint and carpet. You know, if you get a house that's $5,000, it's going to need a little bit more than just paint and carpet. Okay.
Right.
And I love double wides. I love double wides. This house I just gave you the example of, it's a double wide. But it's a four-bedroom, three-bath house, 2,044 square feet on 2 acres of land.
Wow.
And I'm going to pay about $35,000. I'm going to put another $5,000 in it for the heat pump. The lady's going to put $10,000 down, and I'm going to sell the note for $55,000. So I make $15,000, you know, on the note, and then I make $10,000 on the down payment. So that's $25,000 on a house that I didn't have to, you know, rip up and do all that stuff. All I had to do was put a heat pump in it.
Right.
And if you didn't have the 35, how would you go about getting the 35 to finish that deal?
Oh, that's a great question. You have your note buyer lined up to buy it from you first. You have your note buyer lined up. Somebody who has, you know, the $55,000 and wants to get
right.
a 15% return on their money. And you tell them that, I tell you what I'm going to do, I'm going to sell you this house, but I'm going to sell it to you with a land contract buyer in there. So all you need to do is, here's what I'm going to sell it for. I just don't have that person in place yet, but as soon as I get it under contract, I'll let you know. You put your money in escrow, we'll get the land contract buyer, and we do it all at the same time.
Right.
Or you could use transactional funding if you needed to.
Yeah.
Pretty
Thank
cool,
you.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got several more going on like that right now, too. Got couple of double wides, couple little brick houses. I've got them all over the place. I have two in Alabama, one in Tennessee, and the rest are in the Carolinas. Yeah. All right. Anybody else have a question?
Explain how you would do the little house that you said you got one under contract for $2,000, $7,000.
Uh-huh.
Tell me how you would deal with that.
Well, I can do those one of two ways. The $2,000 house, I bought it in my HSA, my health savings
uh-huh.
account.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, the $7,000. No, I didn't do that. That's just in our regular LLC. But the $2,000 house, I am trying to sell it one of two ways, either for $9,000 cash or for $19,900 and finance it. I'd just as soon do the $9,000 cash because I want to put the money back in my HSA to use for my, not co-insurance, but to meet my deductible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I've got two deals going in my HSA right now, and I also have two deals going in an IRA right now. I got a really nice house, a brick house, that I got under contract for $16,000, and I'm selling it for $39,900 with seller financing. I got a lot of leads right now that the girls in the office are working, but we're going to sell it for $39,900. We're going to try to get five down, finance $34,900. Payment will be around $400-something. And I'm going to sell that deal at a yield of 15%, and that's only $26,000. Now, yeah, I'm going to make 10 on it, but it was listed on the MLS before I bought it for almost $40,000. I think 37 or something like that. So I can get it to an investor with a land contract buyer in place, earning a 15% return on their money for $26,000.
Mm-hmm. How did it go from $40,000 down to $16,000?
That's because I made an offer on it.
Wow.
My first offer was $10,000, and I went up to $16,000. But I got it under contract for $16,000. In fact, it was listed on the MLS, and they responded to one of my I Buy Houses signs.
Mm-hmm.
And when they told me it was listed, I said, look, I can't do anything with it if it's listed. I said, here's what I can give you. And we went back and forth and back and forth.
Okay.
And I said, look, before I sign a contract, you're going to have to let me know that your house is not listed anymore. So they said their listing was about to expire anyway, so they contacted their listing agent and let them know that they wanted to cancel the listing. So then I sent them a contract.
Wow.
Yeah, and I got it for $16,000. Nice brick house, corner lot. The guy just spent $9,000 on a new heat pump a couple of years
Jeez.
Ago. Got a double car garage, hardwood floors.
Wow,
I mean, it's livable. He just moved out. He got married. It was like a second marriage for him. He got married and moved in with his wife, so now he has this house he don't need anymore.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's very well livable. Somebody could, all they got to do is, you know, move furniture in. But that's a good deal for everybody all the way around. Somebody that has $26,000 and wants to earn a 15% return, you know, over the next 10 years. And also, there's a person going to be a homeowner in a nice house, corner lot, move-in ready. And I made I made 10 whenever I sold it. I got five. I'm going to try to get five down, and then I made 10 when I sold the note.
Is that in a small town as well?
It's in Wilson, North Carolina.
Okay.
Which is not real small, but it's like halfway between Rocky Mount and Laurinburg, I believe.
Okay.
Fayetteville.
Right, Fayetteville. Uh-huh.
Fayetteville. I got several houses going on in Fayetteville. Got that one in Wilson. Got one in Rocky Mount. I got one in Rocky Mount I paid $7,000 cash for. and we're selling it with seller financing for, I think, $39.9, or we'll wholesale it for, you know, just add 10 to it and wholesale it.
So, Larry, you're not afraid to buy these houses sight unseen?
Well, you know, I'm not afraid to, but I got to tell you this. You need to either go look at it yourself or send somebody else out. You know,
mm-hmm.
get a lot of pictures. You know, get pictures of the street, the neighborhood, drive the neighborhood. Somebody needs to look at it, whether it's you or somebody else.
Okay.
And I'm training some of my guys. I'm building up my team again because there for the longest time I was just doing primarily HUD houses. But with
uh-huh.
this new model, with the market changing and the new model, I'm getting more people on the phone in the office, so I'm hiring people to bring into the office to make offers for me. And, you know, I have to sell every house twice. I have to sell it to the land contract buyer, and then I sell it to the passive investor. So, you know, I need more manpower in the office if I'm going to do the volume that we've been used to doing. So I'm taking some of my guys out to look at some houses. In fact, Wednesday, I'm going to be out of the office all day. You know, we're going to go to Fayetteville and Wilson and Rocky Mount and then head back home. That's going to be an all-day thing. We're going to be putting signs out everywhere. I'm going to show them where to put the signs, how to put them out. We're going to go by and look at the properties. I'm going to show them how to take pictures of the houses, all that good stuff.
Okay.
So you're getting a lot more off the signs right now than the HUD, is that correct?
As far as buying, no, I'm still getting a lot off of HUD, but we put the signs out to sell the properties that we have under contract.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we put the houses out that say owner financing, and we might put on it like five K down, three bedrooms / two baths, you know, move in ready, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Anybody else have a question?
In your class, upcoming class that you advertised that you're going to do in Houston, and is it September, October?
Yeah, I think I can't remember when it is, but it's coming up.
Yeah, somewhere in there. You said you had some new ideas there or something like that?
I do. I'm going to be talking about some of these new strategies, you know, similar to what we've been talking about here on this call. But I've got some other new strategies that I'm working that, you know, you got to change your model every once in a while to conform with the market, because even in markets that are hot, you know, you got to be able to do something different. I mean, this model that I'm telling you guys about, you can pay list price on some houses, even above list price. And that goes against everything I believe in, paying more than they're asking. But,
yeah.
You know, but you can do it and still make money. There's a way to do it and still make money. You know, when the markets turn, you got to roll with the changes.
Well, that's true. Real estate is up and down.
That's so true. You got to roll with the changes.
Larry, out of curiosity, where are you from what you thought you might be this time halfway through the year? Are you close to your half-year goal of houses?
Say that again now.
Are you close to your goal that you started at the beginning of the year that you thought you would buy for the year? Are you getting close to that number or what?
I am nowhere near that goal. I have had to tweak and change my model several times to figure out what's working right now, and I believe I have it, and it's kind of what I just described to you guys. And it's working, and we're working it, and we just bought a house the other week. Well, we've already closed on it, but we paid $14,400 for it, and we sold it for $75,000 and got $5,000 down and sold the note for $38,000. So I paid 14.
Wow.
Say I paid 15. I paid 14,405.
Uh-huh.
But I got 5 down, so now I have 10 in it. I sold the note for $38,000. That's a $28,000 profit, and I didn't even touch it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
That's like doing almost 3 wholesale deals.
Mhm.
So I'm changing my model, guys. That's what I'm going to.
And how are you finding some new ways to get some of these people to buy these notes?
Yeah, all you got to do is go look for turnkey buyers. You know, all these companies out here that sell turnkey real estate, look for their buyers. There's your there's your passive note people. Because all they care about is passive income, right? That's all they care about is passive income. So what you do is, you know, if they were buying turnkey properties, you know, and the rents are 700 or whatever, just say they out of that has to come 5 to 10% management, maintenance, repairs, taxes, and insurance. With a note, nothing comes out of it except for about a $20 loan servicing
fee.
A servicing fee. And the good news is you have somebody else service it. They collect the payments and put it in your bank.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing.
Have you had some luck trying to reach people who own the Roth IRAs that, you know, maybe were wannabes of getting invested and can't seem to line up and reach those people?
Well, what you can do is if you live or if you're buying in a pretty decent size MSA, Metropolitan Statistical Area, just do a courthouse search of a property owner named Equity Trust or Chemiplan or IRA Services or Intrust or, you know, any one of your custodians out there. And if you find properties that's owned by Equity Trust, FBO, whatever name or account number, then you know that's an IRA. Then you can direct mail them, solicit them to buy your notes. You can build a list of those people.
And have you had some luck doing that?
Yeah, that's a great way to build your list.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great way.
I think you're ready for the bed.
Oh, I'm telling you, I am beat. I was up late last night. But yeah, listen, we'll be on here as long as you guys have questions.
I know.
Anybody
That's what else? I like about you.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate you saying that. I do. I love talking about real estate. Anybody else have a question?
Going once.
You've been on here many times, huh?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, Larry doesn't look like anyone will say anything, so I'm going to call it a night. Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good night.
Okay. All right, guys.
Thanks for being on here.
Okay.
Thanks. Anybody else have a question?
No.
All right. Well, I guess we are going once, going twice. Well, I appreciate your business, guys. Let me know if you need anything. I'm always here for you, here to help you any way I can. Shoot me an email in between these calls if you have any questions. Call me at the office if you have any questions, and I'm here for you and look forward to hearing your success stories. So with that, I hope you guys have a great night, and we appreciate your business. Thanks
good
a lot,
night.
Everybody. Thanks a lot, good everybody.
Night.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.